UN seeks $600 million in donations for Taliban-ruled Afghanistan. By Simon Kent on September 13, 2021. The United Nations opened a high-level donors conference Monday with a call for the world to urgently send $600 million to help fund the Taliban's self-declared Islamic Caliphate of Afghanistan over the next 3 months. Disbursement of funds to those Afghans in need has been guaranteed in writing by the Taliban, the UN assured potential contributors. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is leading the globalist body's call for the funds in what amounts to a public relations victory for the terrorist group after US and NATO forces fled the 20-year war in a chaotic departure, AP reports. Guterres says recent developments have increased the vulnerability of Afghans who have already been facing decades of deprivation and violence. The veteran Portuguese socialist also stressed a severe drought is jeopardizing the upcoming harvest, and hunger has been rising. The UN's World Food Programme is to be a major beneficiary of any funds collected during Monday's conference in Geneva, Switzerland. Along with its partners, the UN is seeking $606 million for the next 3 months to help 11 million people while at the same time working with the Kabul government to deliver an inclusive Islamic regime. As Breitbart News reported last week, Guterres holds out hope for the US and the Taliban working as one. "We need respect for human rights, women and girls. Terrorism must have no base in Afghanistan to launch operations in other countries and the Taliban must cooperate in the struggle against drugs," Guterres said. He said Afghanistan must be governed in peace and stability, with the rights of the people respected. Guterres added the Taliban wants recognition, financial support, and sanctions to be abolished as it strives to create an Islamic government. "That gives a certain leverage to the international community," he said, adding an economic collapse situation which could create appalling humanitarian consequences must be avoided. Last Thursday, an estimated 200 foreigners, including Americans, left Afghanistan on a Qatar Airways flight out of Kabul with the permission of the Taliban, the first such large-scale departure since U.S. forces left on August 30. Many thousands of Afghans remain desperate to get out, afraid of what Taliban rule might hold. The Taliban have repeatedly said foreigners and Afghans with proper travel documents could leave. But their assurances have been met with skepticism, and many Afghans have been unable to obtain certain paperwork. AP contributed to this story. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.